Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Robber Bridegroom is a Southern fried Robin Hood tale of Jamie Lockhart, a dangerous, handsome backwoods rogue who's a gentleman by day and a bandit by night. When he falls for the beautiful daughter of a wealthy planter, his world and code of ethics are turned upside down. The musical is based on a short story by Eudora Welty. Roundabout Theater Company in New York City has a rustic romp of a robber bridegroom running at the Laura Pels Theater. Director Alex Timbers brings his incomparable imagination to the show with book by Alfred Urey and music by Robert Waldman. The Robber Bridegroom stars Stephen Pasquale, Andrew Durand, Evan Harrington, Greg Hildreth, Anna O'Reilly, Nadia Quinn, Lance Roberts, Devere Rogers, and our guest, Leslie Kritzer as Salome. Leslie made her Broadway debut in Hairspray. Following that, she was Serena in Legally Blonde, and then Jane Hurley in A Catered Affair. She was in Sondheim on Sondheim and played Jovi in the stage musical adaptation of Elf. In addition to numerous off-Broadway and regional credits, she received critical acclaim, a Time Out New York Award, and a Special Achievement Mac Award for Leslie Kritzer is Patti LuPone at Les Mouches, a recreation of Patti LuPone's famed nightclub act. She's also playing Ray Romano's wife on the HBO show Vinyl, and she returns to the Roundtable now. Leslie Kritzer, welcome back.
Oh my God, it's so great to see you.
It's so great to see you. So that people listening know why I'm particularly excited. I mean, I love doing any interview, but you've been on the show before. You did Guys and Dolls at Barrington Stage and came over and performed at the Linda with us, and it was such a thrill.
Oh, we had such a good time. It's so good to see you too. I feel like it's so great to do interviews with people like you know. Yeah. Instead of like a cold thing, it's like seeing an old friend. So yes, I Berkshire's is like a second home to my husband and myself. We've worked up there so many times. So, yeah.
So, the Robber Bridegroom, you are killing in this. Oh, it's going so well.
Thanks.
Were you familiar with the show before this production, before you first heard about this production?
No, I wasn't actually. I had like heard of it in college because, you know, you go through like 8 million cast recordings and you like want to hear, listen to everything because you're in school and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I got an audition for it, and I just was like, what is this? And the director of our show, Alex Timbers, said, well, let's talk about it. And I was like, okay. And he kind of explained to me what it was about, and I read it. And, of course, you know, the writer, Alfred Urey, who's amazing for, you know, for those of you guys that don't know, he wrote Driving Miss Daisy, one of the best movies ever, wrote the book, and Bob Waldman wrote the music. And so I'm listening to it, and I'm like, okay, this is good. I don't know. I'm not sure. So when we talked, he like talked to me about it, and I was like, okay. And I love Alex Timbers, and I've always wanted to work with him. He's done such great work in New York. And so I went in and I auditioned. I had a great time. And really, it wasn't until I got on my feet auditioning for the part of Salome, which is the part that I play, that I was like, oh, this is totally me. This is totally what I do. But it was one of those shows where you just kind of couldn't put your finger on it until you did it, you know? So now I think back, I'm like, wow, if I had known, I'm kind of glad that I didn't know how great the part would be before, because then I think I would have been really nervous going to the audition, like, oh my God, I hope I get it. Whereas I went to the audition going, well, if this works out, great. And if it doesn't, okay. And so I guess I was just had more fun, because usually when you're auditioning for things, you can, if you really want a part, you put so much pressure on yourself. Whereas this, I was like, I'm just going to go in and have a good time. So it worked out.
Have you worked with Roundabout before?
I have. I did a show called Sondheim on Sondheim on Broadway. I believe it was 2009.
I don't have the date here. I have it here, but not the date.
It was a while ago because my husband and I are now married and we started dating, I think, just that a year or so before that.
Okay.
So it was at Studio 54. That was amazing, and that was a Broadway show, and I got to work with Barbara Cook and Vanessa Williams and Tom Wopat, and the cast was just incredible, and it was all Sondheim, so that was amazing that I got to work with the great Stephen Sondheim, so that was amazing.
Yeah, I cannot imagine. Tell us about your character in The Robber Bridegroom. Tell us about Salome and what you've had to do to create her and present her each night.
Well, as you can see, and your listeners can't see, but I have these very long, very long, pointy red nails that I have to, like, live with every day, although they look quite nice, but they're not necessarily what I would choose. But the character Salome is, they kind of describe her in the beginning as, like, an evil witch, and she's greedy, and she has, like, claws and stuff, like, because The Robber Bridegroom is a Mississippi fairy tale. So the little comic ideas about the characters that they set up in the beginning One of the things I told Alex was, oh, I want nails. I want long nails. Because there's something with nails that does something with your hands. It makes you move differently. So that was not the best way to answer your question. But so Salome.
It's a good start. It's perfectly fine.
So it's just like a visual. Yeah. Salome is, she's a stepmother. She's married to Clement Musgrove. And she's the stepmother of Rosamond. Rosamond is Clement's daughter from his first wife, who's dead and who was beautiful, and he always talks about how beautiful she was and how Rosamond is beautiful like his first wife. And so Salome is kind of the very smart, very scheming, doesn't like Rosamond because he always talks about his first wife and not me, and I'm not as beautiful as the first wife. He doesn't dote on me like he would dote on Rosamond or his first wife. And it's because of me that I planted these ideas in Clement's head to grow crops and to do this. So we were very rich. But it's not enough for me. I want more. I want more money. I want more everything. I'm also over sex, so I want to have sex with everyone in town. I'm a little too much. If anything, with Salome, she's a lot. And she's very over the top. And basically, throughout the show, I get it into my mind that if I kill Rosamond, then all of my life will be so much better. And of course, then she runs into Jamie Lockhart, and she tries to get on Jamie Lockhart. And then things don't go so well for her in the end, but the audience loves that because she's a character you love to hate because you love her, but she's horrible.
Right.
And so it's the best kind of villain to play.
Yeah, it seems like it must be just a blast to really sink your teeth into.
Yeah.
And your nails.
And my nails, yes. And I wear green eyeshadow and I have very intense makeup and a lot of boobs popping out and, you know, and a gold tooth. Of course, I can't forget the gold tooth. She has a gold tooth. So she is visually a hilarious character. And then, you know, once she opens her mouth, it's a game on.
Let's go just for a moment, nuts and bolts on the gold tooth. How is it applied? How do you sing with something in your mouth?
Question. Okay, so there were different things that we tried. We're like, okay, we'll put a special paint. And then it came right off. Then we ordered the gold tooth from some kind of crazy company online. Like, it's cheap, you know. It's not like if we were on Broadway, it'd be a special tooth. They'd make it so that I wouldn't have to necessarily put. But on the off-Broadway, we ordered it from some company. It fits on if your two big front teeth, if you have two big front teeth, the one right to the right of it.
Yeah.
It kind of, we put some, what's it called? It starts with a P. It's the stuff where people put dentures, they Pepsodent. You put a tiny bit, you stick it on. I hold it on for about a minute. Some Pepsodent leaks out the side. I have to wipe it off. But I kind of adjust it with my bottom teeth sometimes, and it stays there. And I'm always, always hoping that I don't choke on it.
Yeah.
It goes down my throat, and I need a Heimlich for the gold tooth. But it actually transformed my character in a major way because I am... Not to brag, but most people are you are not an ugly person. You're a very attractive girl, so it's kind of hard for the audience to believe that you're the ugly stepmother. So I was like, okay, well, I can contort my face all different ways. But someone had said, what about a gold tooth? You have the green eyeshadow, you have the intense eyebrows. What about a gold tooth? And once I put that gold tooth in, it kind of transformed my mouth, and you'll see, so that it makes me look like I have a constant snarl on my face, and I'm constantly playing with it. So it makes me look a little nasty. And so I think now it works. It works a lot better than, you know, just me in a wig and some green eyeshadow and being intense. So, but the gold tooth is, and I can't take credit. Anna O'Reilly, who plays Rosamond, it was her idea. She was like, why don't you put a gold tooth? And I was like, oh, yeah. And we did that, and then the rest is history.
Do you have to get that then approved by the director and costume or makeup?
Yeah.
Or
nails had to be approved. The color of the nails had to be approved. Tooth had to be approved. Wigs have to be approved. Everything. Which is great because I pay a lot of attention to detail. And so does Alex and our incredible team. So it's not like anyone didn't care. Everyone cared a lot. And so I respect that and I love that. And that's kind of how I like to work. You know, they say God is in the details. You know, it's true. It's true.
So another project you did fairly recently that seems like the role would be the 180 is Jovi in Elf. How was that?
It was fun. It was a couple of years ago. I kind of totally different. First of all, big, big, big musical. Kind of a dry I'm sure people remember Zooey Deschanel from the movie. Very dry, kind of like, yeah, yeah, character who falls in love with this joyous elf. It was so fun. I mean, it's during the best holiday season in New York. There's no one that comes to that show and isn't happy at the end. It's not deep. It's really fun and sweet. She has a great song. I got to sing Never Fall in Love with an Elf, which is amazing. And it was just a joy to do that show. I mean, I would totally do it every Christmas. I mean, unless I was on another show, but it's just one of those shows you can't not have a good time.
Another thing that is going on with you for recently now is you are on Final.
Yes.
On HBO.
Yeah.
How did that happen and how has that been? That show's crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So far I'm the only one one of the few people that are not taking their clothes off. And in the 70s, in the rock and roll world, that happened a lot. But I'm playing Ray Romano's wife, Moira, and she is a suburban rich housewife, also has attitude and nails, which is very funny. I'm starting to play a lot of these nasty sort of B-word characters. And I'm really good at them. So I auditioned for this, and it's Martin Scorsese's producing, and Terrence Winters and Mick Jagger. And so my favorite movie of all time is Goodfellas, one of my favorites. And I was like, oh my God, this character is like Karen from Goodfellas. Like, I could do this. Like, I wanted it. And I was kind of putting it out there on the universe. Like, I really want to do TV. I auditioned for it. And as soon as I was done with the audition, the casting director was like, are you available? Are you sure you're available? I was like, yeah. And then I got a call back, and then I actually didn't get it. I was bummed, but I was like, oh, okay. 2 weeks later, they called and they said they changed their mind. It's between you and another girl, and I got it. And I dropped to the floor, like crying, only a couple blocks from here, actually. It's been amazing. So I get to work with Ray Romano, and working with him has been awesome. I'm in two episodes, episode 2 and 6. So if you look out for me in episode 2 and 6, I'm not nice in both of them. The show got picked up for season 2. So they're saying I'm going to be in season 2. I don't know how many episodes, but it's a great show. Bobby Cannavale it's amazing for him. And the entire cast is just a lot of really good actors. And so I'm just really honored to be a part of it.
I always like to watch a New York show for the Broadway people.
Yeah. And there's a lot of stage us Broadway people. I don't know. Last week, Matt Bogart was playing Robert Goulet. There's a guy, I'm forgetting his name. He played this character of Hannibal, kind of 70s rock singer. I mean, red spandex. I'm forgetting
so
his
cool.
name.
Not
good.
Ephraim Sykes. Watts?
No, Ephraim Sykes is in it. You're right. Daniel Watts.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he was amazing. So, yeah, so there's that. And then just, like, a ton of people. My friend Jay Klates is on it. Everyone. Olivia Wilde, Juno Temple. Like, it's, like, the most amazing cast. So I'm just, knock on wood, hopefully it'll be in the next season, still being nasty.
Well, you get to be nasty on stage, nasty on TV. A perfect delight in an interview. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thanks for having me. And I'm just so glad to see you. Let's do this all the time.
Okay. Deal.
Leslie Kritzer plays Salome in the Roundabout Theater Company production of The Robber Bridegroom, which is scheduled to run through May 29th. The show is part of Roundabout's 50th anniversary season. To learn more, visit roundabouttheater.org. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
So I guess it's just my fate to always be first rate, to outfox all their mothers by a mile. I'll hit that rich man's heart and ladle out the charm. And I promise you, oh yes, I promise.